Trip After Party on the Power Trip Podcast Network.
Check, 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 1, 2.
Right here?
Yeah, hello.
Hi.
You missed this, Chris, but the conversation with Ron about Insane Asylum.
Oh, dude.
Off air.
I don't understand what you're saying.
So he said he had... I'm going to say it the right way first. He said he kept saying to AJ and I, and for like 5 minutes we didn't correct him.
Right after Arkham Asylum.
He kept saying, when we went to break, he goes, man, I had Insane Asylum in my head. I knew you. I was going to guess Insane Asylum. And we kept thinking, without saying anything, like, why would you...
If you watch,
say that.
If you watch the
initials.
Stream back, you can probably see me do that.
Yeah.
Have that realization when he, because he's, after I got it, he said it right then.
Yeah.
In the game.
Kidding?
And I was like,
he kept saying, I was going to say Insane Asylum. And we're like, so then finally, after he said that like 6 times during the break, AJ just goes, you know, those would have been the wrong initials. He goes, what now? And he asked,
would you have accepted? Would you have accepted Insane Asylum?
He goes, yeah. And I go, no. And Mike, it's Arkham Asylum. And he goes, and then AJ goes, but those are the wrong initials. And he's like, what? And we're like, Insane. And he's like, oh, God dang. And he's like, I wrote Usane Asylum. That would have been one of the worst answers of all time if he had rang in and said Usane Asylum.
Yeah, that's pretty
bad.
We
would have buried him.
Wow.
Yeah, that's maybe the worst.
He's like, I wrote it down with an A. We're like, holy cow.
You know, it's weird because I think we've probably all, now that we've played this game for a long time, been in a situation like that.
Yeah, good job.
Where, like, something like that is wrong, obviously completely wrong.
Yeah.
But your brain fucking just goes nuts. And when they tell you, you're like, how was I that foggy? Like, you literally had to tell yourself that is not what that letter is. That's not the right letter.
When I guessed white rice, that took a little while.
Everybody else
was looking at me, and I was like, what's wrong? That's a pretty good guess.
What's wrong with white rice? First
wrong
initials.
But he won. Yeah, he did win that one.
Yeah, that's the day you won, yeah.
The thing, like, that, I have a very vivid memory. The only spelling bee I was ever in once, like, fifth or sixth grade or something, maybe it was earlier, in elementary school, held it in the cafeteria.
Sure.
I remember going down, and I was like, I'm going to do good at this. Like, I'm a good speller. The person who was doing the pronouncing the words or announcing the MC, the word was binoculars, and they pronounce it like that. Binoculars.
Mm.
Binoculars. And my brain was sounding it out, like, you know, take a step back.
Yeah.
You know this, but take a step back and make sure you're good. And I spelled it B-A.
Yeah, course,
because they said binoculars.
Yeah, right.
But I convinced myself it was wrong. And then I walked away and I was like, you're a goodness gracious moron. Like, what in the world?
Right.
And that was the only spelling bee. That was my chance to get on ESPN.
Dude, I'll say this, though. I've heard a lot of people in the last week or so when they've got the initials game in the mail about, you know, how they normally get smoked when they listen to you guys. Like normally I get like 0 or 1 or maybe 2. Those guys are just too good. But, you know, they're having fun getting 4 or 5 against their other dumb friends, which is cool. I got to think today a bunch of people had no chance against you guys. You guys were like...
Yeah, we were locked in.
There were 3 or 4 that after... Again, all apologies when I said it's a cello and 351. Clearly it's a song, but... There's hundreds of thousands of songs to pick from. How you got to All Apologies that quickly, I will never understand. You got Anchorage, Alaska quickly.
Yeah. Yeah.
What was the one?
Amazon Alexa.
Alexa you got quickly. What was the one you got fast, Mark? It was the second one you got. Whatever the second one was super quick.
The Atlantic Avenue.
That was great.
Yeah.
AJ's Amber Alert blew my mind when he almost rang
after the... on the sixth clue was great.
I gotta tell you.
But that's half the game where you guys as a group were just like locked in. So I gotta think people at home are going, I wasn't even close.
And
you guys already had it.
It's been after a bunch of weeks where I feel like if you're going us versus you, where you've won the game.
Sure.
Because we all get to the fifth or sixth clue, and it just, you put the last puzzle piece in and we get it. We didn't figure it out. You handed it to us, I guess.
I see what you're saying.
And even along that point, too, with, like, Hawk with Ad Astro, or when he guessed Ad Astro, like, he had that, like, right away,
had
too.
It, just
like,
couldn't
he
get it, right?
He's like, I didn't even know.
I don't know anybody that saw it. I wonder if it's good. What's that sauce? Look it up quick. What's the Rotten Tomatoes?
I've scanned past it a million times.
What's the Rotten Tomatoes score for Ad Astro? Is it, like, 30, or is it, like, 86?
It is 84.
84? All right,
whoa,
so it's even
really?
Well received.
Shit. If I'd watched the movie, I'd have gotten it.
It's a Brad Pitt movie.
Yeah, I love Brad Pitt.
Brad Pitt is an astronaut. What are we doing not watching it?
Don't know. Man, I just had something I was going to ask you, sons of bitches. Remember what it was.
By the way, just in case, because it doesn't really matter anymore, the second tiebreaker, if we'd gotten a tiebreaker two, was Aziz Ansari.
Was it?
Just to see if somebody would fuck up the pronunciation right. again. Because right. that was really the one that made us force the rule. Yeah. Because that was the all-time gray area. Because what did you say? Like,
he said Aziz Ansari.
Yeah, that's right.
Aziz
yeah.
Ansari.
Yeah,
it's like, right. well, that's not his name.
You clearly have the person.
But you have yeah. it.
Right.
But that's a tough name to pronounce. But how do we do this?
Yeah.
And I'll back sauce on this. The frustrating thing is I always tried to be objective. I was never trying to, like, favor one person over the other or not favor sauce. But that was the perfect example of, I don't even know how I'm supposed to rule on this. Because,
yeah.
like, he knows it.
Well, and at that point, now we do this today, I guess. But at that point, clearly the answer is out there. Like,
yeah.
And maybe there was controversy about which of us quickly buzzed in. Like,
right.
There's probably more depth to it. Because I remember me and Paul just buried this. We must have both lost because we were both pouting that day.
Sure.
And going, okay, on season three. But
that's why we've just moved since then to yeah. you have to pronounce it correctly. Yeah. Which is crazy
sure.
because I will tell you this. There are times that I avoid items because I know it's going to be a controversy. And I'll give you one really good example. I don't know how the fuck you say Gal Gadot, Gal Gadot. I don't even know how to say it.
I got that one right, and I didn't say it right.
I don't even know how to say it. So, like, if you rang in and said Gal Gadot, I truly wouldn't even know. Like, am I supposed to give you the point?
Which,
like,
I think we've learned is the proper way, but I said Godot.
Because that's how I had heard
trendy,
it for a couple
yeah,
of years.
I thought that was it.
It's like, what about, we talked about her today with the old guard. How do you pronounce Charlize Theron's name? If somebody rang in and said Charlize
Theron,
I'd go.
Or Theron.
Right, because I think yeah. that, I think that's how Howard Stern said it to her when she was on a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
Theron. So I think it is Theron. But if you
What's
had said Charlize
one?
Theron, I'm not going to not give you that point.
Paul,
so
I'm sorry to
There
do
are
this.
Definitely names like that that I just say, I'm just going to skip this because I don't want to deal with
you. Do you remember what the
controversy.
One was? The one was that they gave it to you and I called you. I called back on it. And we listened back to it, and he had added a
that
letter.
Was the major.
What was it?
Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania.
Punxsutawney, yes.
Because he said
yeah,
Punxsutawney.
Right.
I
yeah.
was like, well,
twice. My mistake, though, is I said
you
it
doubled
twice.
Down, yeah.
Yeah, because yeah, you said Pucks, right? And you skipped
yeah,
the N in Punxsutawney.
Yeah, it was stupid, but whatever.
That was the major.
But,
that's
but,
right.
Yeah, yeah. But, and yeah. that's it sucks because it sucks when you got it, right? Like,
sure.
You 100%
and you know
exactly,
you gave it to someone else.
But
at that point,
no, if then we just
we
moved
just
on.
We just moved on
because
yeah. because
yeah. that was
because you because yeah you said it's punk
it's Punxsutawney and we
yeah.
can't just like yeah,
yeah.
give it to whoever
yeah.
rings
yeah.
in their name. But those are the ones that I hate because I'm like, well, it's I can't give it to you because we just don't have gray area anymore. We have
yep.
to technically say you
yeah.
didn't pronounce it right. Mm. Otherwise, we're back to just picking and choosing. So we're just doing. For consistency, but I would hope if people are playing the home game, if you say Punxsutawney or Gal Gadot, or
I think
Godot,
you have to.
I think you just give
we
it
played
to
it
them.
At the cabin this weekend,
mm-hmm.
and I would say a good 20% of the buzz-ins
are
mispronunciations or slight like the wrong first name, but clearly you had it.
But it's family, so you don't want to be a
yeah,
dick.
You know, everyone's having a good time.
What would you
back.
Do? Did you have any moments where somebody rang in and they're like, "It's the." It's the guy from the lead guy from Mad Men, and you're like, fine, we'll give it to you. Because
yeah.
I would say the whole point of the game is
you gotta
say
know
the
name. Yeah,
like if you're like, isn't it like Jack Harm or something?
See, this
go,
is
that's not it either.
This is what it is most of the time though. So John Hamm
mm-hmm.
is the name. Someone would say John Hammonds, John Hamm, John Hamm, John Hamm. Like they do that,
and you,
so they
right.
they sound it out.
I guess, yeah,
for like,
I mean, it just depends if you're playing with like you know. Board game psychopaths or casual friends
for sure.
to make I don't know.
And I did the
I don't know.
I did the all-time reader for mm-hmm. the first part and then we did it where I played but I would just kind of say like got it. and then let them fight
That's
it
like
out.
The all-time troll
right?
move is like I would have had all
we
12.
We did the exact
glad,
same thing.
But I'm glad you
did
guys
the
are having
exact
fun.
Same thing.
With you? I don't want to ruin
with
it
Abby
like
and,
I don't like
Kim.
Guy
yeah.
who had 11.
Yeah.
I don't want to ruin it for them cuz
yeah.
it's fun.
Yeah.
Sure. When you're playing
sure.
someone who's on your level, we have 316
yeah.
games of experience
yeah.
under our belt.
Yeah, there's,
we're not
yeah.
smarter. We just know how to do it.
Yeah. We were driving back from Winona and we visited the college down there and Abigail was doing the reading in the back seat and Kim and I were playing against each other. And
that didn't go well?
Not at all. And so
I
was doing the same thing. Like if I get it after a clue four, I go, got it. And then I just, you know, and then we
yeah,
get through
we,
the last
we,
clue.
You know what sucks? is I know wives enough to know even that
oh,
is still
off.
Fucking.
Oh,
yeah.
Pissed her off.
Because you're better off in your own mind going, all right, I got it. And
yeah.
then, like, two clues later, I'd be like, oh, I'm close. I
like,
just don't know what it is.
Yeah,
like
right.
when you play
like,
your six-year-old.
Exactly.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, yeah,
right,
like, right. when you're playing Uno and you're intentionally tanking. Oh, man. Because
yeah.
that's That's the exact smugness that they hate.
They hate it.
I got, oh, you got it.
Oh, yeah, oh, thanks.
You got to just tell us that you had it.
Yeah, I might have heard that a few times.
Yeah, that's not good.
We played, and I fucking answered him because I don't give a fuck about them.
Okay. Wait. We played?
No, yeah, we was there, but yeah, my dad shit-faced read him, and he was every
Your
time.
Your dad's name is Shitface?
Yeah.
Shitface Redham.
Yeah.
Is he?
But the initials were
David
PB. And this is the difference between my family and, like, civilized families, is every time my dad would go, you know, debuted in 1962.
Yep.
Pete Sauce would ring in and go, Paul's boobs.
And that was
he thought
funny
it was funny.
Bit. Yeah, that's the exact reason why the Lambert family is not coming to Barbados.
Well, my dad has to.
When do I get to feel that confident? Do I got to know somebody to get one of those games?
Well, this one here is for your buddy Paul Fletcher. And he asked for a family and friends discount, and I told him to go fuck himself.
Did he really?
He goes, what's the price on the initials game? And I'm like, well, I go, there's bundle deals. So you can get one for 40, you can get 10 for 400. You can get 100 for 4,000, or you can get 1,000 for $40,000. And he's like, what about a family and friends discount? I go, go fuck yourself. You can give me $40.
It's been a rough week for Paul Fletcher. And I'll tell you why.
Oh, boy.
Because he sent me a text asking if I could help him get an RV rental from Hilltop, and I didn't reply.
Which is a silent go fuck yourself.
Like,
oh, man.
No, call.
No, call
I don't even do commercials for him. I didn't.
Yeah, call Marcel.
Wow. Yeah. I'm getting a very small glimpse into what you must have dealt with Twin Cities Summer Jam. Because, you know, there's a hard cost to these games.
Oh, yeah,
and
of course.
Everybody's like, I want 1,000 for free. And I'm like, well, yeah, your friends. Like, obviously, I'm going to give one to Mark. But, like, when Paul, I'm like, well, Paul, I know hundreds of people. I can't give hundreds of games away.
Yeah.
This is going to cost me a lot of money.
Yeah, that's a lot of money.
I can give some games away. Like, you know, to your point, can I give some VIP tickets away? Sure.
Sure.
I can't have the entire VIP section be for free.
No. That's how you pay for the concert.
Somebody's got to pay for this.
Yeah, I learned that early on with
full
Jersey.
Full price for mine.
Yeah, exactly.
You did?
Yeah, but I like Mark more than you.
No, I didn't even get that. I could have paid $11 more for the autograph. That was 80, right?
It was 65.
65. Oh, wait, I didn't get an autograph version then? I donated
got a pen?
I donated $69, and I don't get a
fucking
autograph.
By the way, that's not a joke.
Version?
He did it. Because you did the custom purchase, though. You didn't purchase the package.
Yeah.
There were a couple of people that did exactly
somewhere?
That. Like, some people for the launch party donated $100.69. And I'm like, how many children do we have? Look at Zach laughing.
He loves it.
And Zach is not exaggerating. He donated $69. To the initials campaign. He also Venmo'd me 69 cents.
He does that,
Zach
every,
is a
he
fucking
does that
baby.
Every once in a while. I'll wake up, I'll be like, Venmo? 69 fucking cents?
Yeah, I was like, good morning, fellas.
Yeah.
What an idiot.
Zach's going to sit down for taxes next year when we have to report everything on Venmo as income or whatever. And his guy's going to go, what are all these 69 cent purchases?
Yeah. That's charity donations. I gave it away.
I got nudes.
Zach's an idiot. Anywho.
Yeah, I forgot. By the way, I'm paying Paul and Zach right now. They're $25 on Venmo.
Oh, for the goddamn hot dog bit.
Yeah. That's the last thing we bet on.
I owe somebody for golf.
Rosie probably.
Don't ever pay Rosie.
$200.
$200.
By the way, his guy is currently in the lead.
Oh, again?
Yeah.
Crazy.
Fraud.
I did love when Rosie won the $1,200. Twitter just basically, do you see all that?
Yeah.
Parrish? So he won the $1,200 for the golf bet because Dustin Johnson won, so it doubles from 100 to 200. So he wins $1,200, and he got hammered for saying, oh, great, now we can pay Mark Parrish back for Manny's.
Yep.
Because
he said that?
No, people on Twitter were destroying him for skipping the Manny's bill because that's a bet that he lost because they won the gold.
That's right.
Parrish picked up the tab, so they're like, great, now they can pay Mark back for Manny's.
That was so
crickets,
fun.
Crickets.
Parrish sits
crickets.
Down and goes, I'm buying.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I had that planned out from the get-go.
Yeah.
And
Rosie was
not forever.
He was two blocks down and didn't show up. And,
of all times, I didn't get a text. Fuck you, you did.
He was down at CCO.
Right.
He was like two blocks
if
away.
That, you owe Lieber 100. You weren't in it the last time we did it.
Yes.
You owe Lieber 100.
Yes.
Oh, so not the Rosie one.
No, because he
okay,
did
not.
Not
200, then it's 100.
Yeah, Rosie's guy won, but Parrish was in it.
Well,
it was just six.
Just keep it, Mark, because Lieber's out all the next week, too.
All right.
You'll see him at some point.
All right. Ben, remind me.
Or Do you have Venmo? I just got it.
I think I have Venmo. I know I got PayPal.
Venmo's the
Venmo.
Best.
Hmm.
Yeah.
It's just how people buy drugs.
And crap off Facebook.
Yeah. That's about it.
Venmo, though, trips me out. I'm just so confused by having the public, like, or watching
you can
other.
It you can hide that, yeah.
Yeah, but, like,
thanks
one of them was.
The tongue bath.
A couple of them were like, see, it looked like husband and wife. Like, husband and wife were repaying each other for, like, groceries. And I'm going, what? Like, this is the kind of relationship they have where it's like, here's the $30 for groceries, sweetheart. I'm like, man, they must really be like crazy about whose account is paying for this and whose account is paying for that.
You handle the mortgage. We have separate accounts. You handle the mortgage. I'll do health bills, groceries, whatever.
I guess because I'm getting to watch whose couple's dynamic is like that because I've seen
for sure
spouses pay each other back for
I do
everyday shit.
The humor in it is it's kind of a fun thing.
Crazy,
but yeah, then you see there's certain people that use it all the time too. Like they're just all over it. And then, you know, every once in a while.
I don't know. I need to use it more.
It's great.
No. I tell you one thing I need to do is go to that ice cream place, man. All I can think about
we're
is
going
that
there
damn
today
blue
to get
ice
Honey
cream.
And we're going to get it today, yeah.
That damn blue
the
ice
cookie
cream.
Cookie Monster?
Yeah, cookie
Monster. It's Wee's favorite two things, Oreo cookies
and
cookie dough.
Dude, you're not going to believe how good this is, dude.
Yeah, no.
And I admitted this the other day. If Sinful had been on the menu, it's just not there this month.
You just skipped it.
I would have Sinful is my favorite ice cream on the planet. I would have gotten Sinful
a
thousand times out of a thousand,
but
it wasn't on the list. So I'm like, I'll try something else. It's not like they do bad ice cream. It's amazing.
Remember the Greek Game of Thrones stuff they brought in?
Yeah.
They're like themed ones. There was like an almond one that was so good.
They were all very good to really good. There were like two that were exceptional. This Cookie Monster. Have you had it yet at Honey and
Mac's? I have not had the Cookie Monster. Yeah, no, I got it. And we get some different every time.
It's so good.
We get two or three different ones every single time.
Yeah,
we're going today in like couple hours.
They got that like patio section set out so you can sit outside and eat ice cream.
I need to eat in private. People don't need to see me eat ice cream.
Where would you eat it in private?
In the car?
My place.
So you go get the pint and then bring it home?
Yeah,
you don't get the cones?
No.
Oh, dude, you got to get the waffle cone.
You got to get both. Yeah.
For our house because we needed it.
Jesus.
I want ice cream now.
Yeah, good point.
And I'm
going to
want it later as well.
Good point.
How about this, Chris?
Yeah.
You've mentioned when you drive through Osseo, Osseo, Minnesota, how it takes you back to a little taste of growing up, Americana, small town, whatever.
Yep.
They're getting an ice cream shop on Main Street now.
Are they?
Two Scoops. That's up in Anoka.
Oh, that's great.
They're opening after the American Gladiator star.
Yeah,
that was we're going to go there
Wesley
all the time.
Two Scoops Barry or something like that. Wasn't that his name?
Just got a heck of a lot better.
Yeah.
Was that his name?
Two Scoops?
Yeah, wasn't it Wesley Berry?
Wasn't that a guy in the Harlem Globetrotters?
No. Look it up. I think it was Wesley
I think hockey paid me
Berry.
Twice.
No.
It was I think that was his real name. He Two Scoops was like his
I think
nickname.
We probably all just got payments of 69 cents.
We did.
Cents.
We all just got 69 cents.
Somebody one day is going to go, Zach, why are you broke? I just gave away 69 cents.
Why? Because it was a good bit. I don't know why my Zach impression
sounds
exactly
like sauce now.
Like sauce.
I don't know. Yeah, back to that, by the way. Why do I get friend requests from people?
They because
on Venmo.
I had the same thing happen to
me.
As soon as I said
I'll
that,
tell
I, it doesn't make any sense. As soon as I said, I got Venmo or whatever. One guy randomly sent me $30 because he said thanks for all the TV recommendations over the last two decades. I'm like, okay,
there you go.
So he sent me $30. That was cool. And then somebody else was like, do you want to be friends? And I'm like, I don't know you. I don't want you to see who I'm paying.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying.
No offense, but I don't want to see who you're paying. I don't know who the fuck you are.
Right, go ahead. Tell
he
me
might
why.
Be super
Here's
nice.
The thing with hockey. People want to be friends with hockey because they know he'll get drunk one night and just go on Twitter and say, I'm handing out money on Venmo.
Honestly, everybody should be friends with Zach on Venmo. He'll just randomly send you 69 cents almost once a week.
And ask for a cock shot.
What's 69 plus 69? That's how much I have in my account right now on Venmo. I'm serious because I've gotten two payments of 69 cents.
Have you guys have you seen the Office episode where it's the one with the surplus and Michael understands
to figure out how to spend it?
Yeah, and he understands. Essentially, it's like he can do the math when he knows how much he would get.
Yep.
So he can't do percentages, but he claims that he knows it because that's how his mind thinks. That's what Zach just did. I think if you're like, Zach, what's 73 plus 89? He'd be like, I don't know.
Four.
Like, what's 69 plus 69? 138. multiples of 69, Zach can do in his head in a split freaking second.
John Gruden counting by threes, and everyone was like, whoa, look at how does his brain work that way?
Yeah.
That's Zach. The count by factors of 69, straight up.
Zach, what's 69 times 4?
Oh, boy, that's... I don't know about that.
Okay,
let's just do 138 times. There you go.
See?
He's a genius. He's a 69 genius.
Here's the title. Podcast 69 genius. There you go. All right.
Yeah, that's 20 minutes and 6 seconds right there, guys, and okay, I got to go poop. What's the word for the day, Mark Parrish?
Well, if it's not 69, it's got to be...
It's two words.
No, it can't be that one.
Yeah, Astral. God, Ad Astral.
Ad Astral.
Now you aren't you required to watch that now?
I still didn't get it.
You
said Ad Astral. Yeah,
you'll
watch
probably
it.
Like it anyway. But yeah. Now you should watch it and see if it's worth watching.
Yeah.
Give it hell, everyone.
Bye.
Good night, Ed Asner.